Distorted View Daily proudly presents the continuing adventures of Peter and Raymond.
You bitch. You dirty little man.
Don't call me a bitch.
You are a bitch. God damn you. No, I'm not some sort of a fucking nut. I ended up having to be down there at Park Station because of you. Well, I didn't do anything.
The police don't let you, you know, do you?
They also said what a fool you were. Now they don't. Now go ahead and giggle. Giggle all you want to! Giggle! Giggle, dirty little man! You always giggle falsely. You don't have a decent giggle in you.
I am a decent...
Shut up, little man.
I'm a decent fucking...
Shut up, little man. You are not. Shut up, little man. Shut up, little man. Of course you don't have to apologize.
I was a
you
man.
You should apologize. Oh, I know. You were a man before I was born, and you'll be a man after I die. And that is the silliest thing you've ever said in your life. I was a man before you were born.
It's true.
Well, you must have been a little tease or something. Will you stop it? The little man, stop it! Stop it!
You cocksucker, you know what you did? You ruined my cigarette paper.
I didn't ruin your cigarette papers, you asshole. How did I ruin your cigarette papers?
Look at
them. Well, how did I do it?
You hit me while I was going to do it.
Oh, well, darling, I am sorry. Here are some cigarette papers for you, asshole. Here they are. Here you are. There you are, darling.
Don't call me darling.
Well, then don't act like a fool.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, May 8th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, they call my penis Xanadu. Plus, as a gender non-binary, I announce my preferred pronoun. Eating boogers is good for you, and it's cool to masturbate just about everywhere now. All this, put your voicemails today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
If you gon' suck a dick, then you suck a dick.
Yes, everybody, Tim of the James Henson back here with you, kicking off a new week of programs. So much to talk to you about. First of all, I have to apologize. There was no Friday show. That I have no real excuse for. I don't remember what I was doing on Friday. It just got too late, and I'm like, fuck it. We'll do it live on the weekend. I thought we'd do a weekend show, and I tweeted that out. And then what happened was on Saturday, I've been wanting to redo my studio, move it around, add some stuff, take some stuff away. And that project was quite an undertaking, and it lasted through Sunday. So that's the fuck up. It's all my fault. I apologize. Good news is, for those of you who are patrons of my Patreon account, you guys know the good news. Videos are being produced starting this week. As a matter of fact, the first video was posted for my patrons. They will get all the videos first, except for Sideshow exclusive material. I'll try to post stuff for the patrons at least, I don't know, 8 hours in advance, 12 hours in advance, something like that. And then slowly but surely they'll pop up on our YouTube feed. All the stuff will be available on distortedview.com. I have to tell you, I am not a fan of this video. I don't know why I agreed to this. What happened was, this all started a year ago when we started up the Patreon account, and I thought it would be kind of fun to do more video content, right? So it's now a year later. Hold on, something's coming up. I'm so sorry. That fucking Red Bull, always. It always gets me. I'm trying to seem a little more animated today because I'm on camera. Spoiler alert. That's how the story ends. But anyway. So, yeah. The Patreon account, one of the reasons why I started it was to do more video content. It's like everything. It's taken me a long time to get around to doing it. And now that I have this studio kind of set up the way I want to, I have no excuses, right? So that's what's happening, and I'm looking at myself on camera, and I want to fucking vomit. Like, nothing looks right. I'm fat. I'm old. Disgusting looking. I don't know why. I don't know. First of all, I don't know why I need to be on camera. It's an audio podcast. It's the same goddamn shit that you're hearing, but now you can watch my mouth move. I mean, part of my mouth move, because my microphone is covering my mouth anyway. You're getting absolutely nothing. You get to see a logo, a DV logo. That's it. Very exciting. But, you know, I hope to do... Actually, if you go on our YouTube account or our Patreon account, you can see a video that I produced yesterday. And that's kind of fun. It's got a new racist ad in the same vein of those Aunt Jemima ads. So that's the kind of content I'd like to produce, but I'm also going to be recording the show and cutting them up and posting short clips all over the place, you know, to promote this nonsense. And I mean, after looking at my ugly mug, why wouldn't you want to subscribe to this podcast? So I can't wait for all of the negative comments. Your hair's going gray. You're fat. What's wrong with your face? Your teeth are awful. Your eyes are awful. You got a big belly. So look, I know it all. Just take it easy on me, for Christ's sakes, okay? Listen, I've got a lot to talk about today. A lot is annoying me. I think it's because I'm on cam. I don't know. I'm just easily annoyed. So yesterday was the MTV Movie Awards. And boy, oh boy, are they progressive. And they want everyone to know it. First of all, they got rid of, like, Best Actress and Best Actor, right? They got rid of those, like, gender categories. And they combined it into one. So now it's just Best Actor. And they lump all the ladies and all the men and apparently all the non-binary genders in the mix there. And, you know, that's great, I guess, unless you're a woman. Because now you're going to get less awards. Because really, men are better actors, right? It's just something we do better. No, but it's just like, it cuts your chances of winning even further. Because now you're competing with both genders. It seems really dumb. But okay, they want to be progressive. I get it. But then, oh my god, that wasn't enough for the MTV Movie Awards. They had to put on... I don't even know who this woman... What the fuck is her woman? Asia Kate Dillon. She gets up on stage and starts talking about how she's the first non-binary gender person to be nominated or won an award or something. I don't even know what she's on. And I say she because you look at her and you hear her and it's very clear that she's a she. You know what I mean? So that's the thing with gender non-binaries. I don't know what it is, but I can tell just by looking at someone, I can tell you what I should call you. You're a she, right? You talk like a she. You're very feminine looking. I mean, okay, you try to shave your head, but no one's, you know, buying that. But whatever. Okay, I'm a very progressive person. I always say that, and then what follows is about a 10-minute rant of how, showcasing how non-progressive I am. But like, look, Big Careless Fairy, sucking dick after dick over here. That's another video that's posted on YouTube. 20 minutes of me saying sucking dick after dick over here. You know, I try to be down with everything. I'm a live and let live kind of guy. I'm okay with the gays, obviously, sucking dick after dick. I'm trying to be okay with the tranny thing. I slip up and say tranny, you know, but... It's because it's such a great word. I just love that word tranny so much. It's hard for me to give that one up. But I'm okay with it. Hey, if you feel like you're a woman and you want to, you know, stitch on a pussy or whatever they do, that's great. I'm all for it. Live your life as a woman or man or whatever. I have a harder time with gender binary. And, well, here, let me first of all, let's play you what she talked about.
You don't.
On the MTV Movie Awards.
If you know me, you know I love a pun. And if you don't know me, my name is Asia Kate Dillon.
Woman. Sounds like a woman, right? I'm sorry. I have to start saying they. That's the new thing. So the first issue I had was calling trannies transsexuals. Wait, no, transgender. And then also getting the pronoun right, he or she, right? Now there's even more pronouns in the mix. Because you could just say, you know what? I don't want you calling me she. You should refer to me as they or them. You know, like, that's what Asia, that's how she wants to be referred
Asia
to.
Asia Kate Dillon. This year has been full of firsts for me. I am the first openly non-binary actor to play a non-binary character on a...
Well, of course. Like, that's the only role you're going to get, right?
Major television show.
That's like gay people. You know, straight or gay actors were always afraid to come out of the closet because they feel that they'd only get gay roles then. They would be a typecast, right? Well, the same thing's kind of happening with her. I'm a non-binary person, and I'm playing a non-binary role. Of course you are. Because you're not going to be hired to be a leading lady. You're a leading they.
Binary character on a major television show. And now, it's so cool to be here presenting the first acting award ever that celebrates performance free of any gender distinctions.
Oh my God. So exciting.
Tonight, we celebrate portrayals of the human experience, because the only distinction...
I don't identify as a human.
...we should be making when it comes to awards is between each outstanding performance.
Right.
I am honored...
Yeah, we get it. We get it. You're honored to be a non-binary person. So I had to look up a list of pronouns, because I've decided that I don't want to be he or him anymore. And, you know... There's a lot of them out there. There's more pronouns than I thought. I never thought of, like, all is a pronoun. You shall refer to me as all. Whenever you talk about Tim Henson, you say, all is the greatest podcaster. Or, is or a pronoun? No, that's not a pronoun. I could be whomever. I could be referred to as something. That's what I want to be referred to as. No one knows what the fuck I am. I'm something. I'm just something. The other thing I couldn't figure out is, all right, so Asia is a non-binary gender. What non-binary gender is she? That's, like, way too vague. Or is that, like, too personal? She's like, you're not allowed to ask me my gender. It's just not. That's all you need to know is it's non-binary. Well, there's quite a list of non-binary genders. I found a list here. I can't even go through all these. There's so many. And I think maybe we've read some of them before. Aerogender is a gender that is influenced by your surroundings. So, you know, if you're around black, you know, like, some white people start talking black when you're around them. I think that's what aerogender is. Like, if you're around a bunch of gay people, then all of a sudden you're gay. You know, you're wanting to fit in. Okay. Agender is the feeling of no gender. Why can't you just say I don't have a gender? A non-gender is a gender that is unknown to both yourself and others. Well, how do you know? You know what gender you are if you don't know? Oh, this is, it's very, I'm only at the A's right now. I found a clip of Asia, Kate Dillon, on Ellen. And I think Ellen is trying to understand it too. The lesbian can't figure this out.
It's really my pleasure.
Thank you. So let me understand this and help everyone understand this. Yeah. Your character on the show is a non-binary, identifies non-binary.
Yes.
And you also identify that way.
Yes.
Explain what that means.
So non-binary is a term used by some people, myself included, who experience their gender identity as falling somewhere outside of the boxes of man or woman.
Okay.
So you don't, and you prefer to be referred to as they or them?
Mm-hmm. I use the singular they, them, their pronouns.
Okay. Because you don't...
But they don't... But they isn't singular. It's not a singular pronoun, right? Like, if I'm talking about, you know, my friend Joe, and I say, Joe is going to the store, he wants to buy a pack of batteries for his vibrator, which is something I say a lot. He's always running out of vibrators and batteries. He wears them both out. So I would say he, but I wouldn't say they. I wouldn't say Joe needs vibrators for his battery. They keep... Oh, that wouldn't be, that wouldn't be right. Hold on. I can't even figure that. Joe needs me to go to the store. They want me to get battery. That doesn't make sense. It's not a singular thing.
But is it if someone says she, because you were born a female.
I was assigned female at birth.
And you are a female, but you don't...
How do you know that?
To identify that way.
So something I learned when doing research for the character of Taylor...
I mean, this is all made up shit, right? Right? I mean, this isn't real.
That I play on Billions.
You're either born... I mean, you're born a man or a woman, right?
Taylor is female and...
But I get it. Like, I understand. Like, you're like, okay, now that I'm an adult, I don't feel like a man. I say that to myself before I go to sleep every night and cry myself to sleep. I don't feel like a man. I'm very inadequate. I look down at my penis and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm definitely not a man. But I get like, you're like, okay, I don't feel like a man. Men are supposed to act this way or feel this way. And that's not what I feel. But I don't feel like a woman. I'm something else. But that's not... I don't want to sound offensive here, but I don't think that this doesn't sound like something you're born with. This sounds like something you discover later on in life. You know what I mean?
Non-binary. And I thought, well, how can those two things coexist, right? Mm-hmm.
And I'm not judging. I guess I kind of am judging. But, you know, I think it's fine if this is how you identify, but I don't... I don't know.
Well, after so doing confused. Some research, I understood, oh, sex...
This is why, like, half of America is just going fucking ape shit for Trump, right? Because Trump kind of represents the old world, you know what I mean? Like, the 1940s. Back when things were simple, men were men, women were women, they weren't fucking theys or gender fluid... Or they weren't like fucking sexual chameleons, you know what I mean? Like where they just changed depending on who they're with. I don't know.
And identity are different.
Oh, I can't even listen to this anymore. My mind is blown. I guess I'm too old and I'm like set in my ways. And now I'm just like, I'm going to turn into my father. You know, my dad just, up until the day he died, he called black people colored. Even though he had black friends and he wasn't racist, but that's like where he stopped. You know, he was like 30 or 40 when the word colored wasn't acceptable anymore, and he just never got to that next point. Would have been so funny to see him trying to interact with someone who was a non-binary gender queer or whatever. Hey, I know I've been rambling for like 17 minutes now. I apologize, but I do have one piece of porn that I wanted to share with you. A listener sent this in. I don't know if he wants me to reveal his name. Probably not. A lot of my listeners would prefer to, you know, remain anonymous. So here we go. This is pretty great. And again, I don't know where this video is going to pop up. Probably on like XTube or something. Maybe on what's that? Didn't we have we had a website. What was it called? Oh, what the fuck was it called? I don't even remember my websites anymore. Not Pubic Puff. It was like Ungodly. Yeah, maybe it'll appear on Ungodly. Okay, good Christ. All right, so here we go. This is a video of a woman opening up her snatch with some forceps. I believe we have a shot of... Oh, my God. I mean, it's very blurry, but you already get the idea of what's going on. All right, so here we go. I see a pussy. She's opening her snatch up with the forceps. It's already open. And now I know it by heart. No, now there's a penis aimed at her twat, and he's pissing in the gaping hole. That's what you're currently hearing. You can really tell how cavernous her cunt is just by the sounds. Oh, now it's overflowing. Oh, he's still peeing, and so he just sort of like aims it at her face. I mean, her pussy's already full. Oh my God, he's... Dude, it is not good to hold it for that long. He's still going. All right, let me fast forward here, see what she does with this thing. Oh, my God! All right, are you done? He's still going.
Oh my God,
nope.
There's so much fucking piss.
He's still pissing. I fast forwarded this thing. Is that a different penis? I mean, come on. All right. So, oh, now she's got a hose. Hold on here. She's got a hose that she's jammed into her pussy. It's a clear hose. The other end is in her mouth, and she's sucking out all the piss. Oh, she got it out. And in. Is that it? Did you suck out all the pee? No, I think there's more in there. My mom would be yelling at me right now if this was me. Don't do that with your straw! The waitress is gonna come over here and yell at you! I used to blow bubbles, you know, in my Coke. I'd blow in the straw. She'd get mad at me. I have a feeling my mom would have a lot to say to this young lady. What's appropriate.
Any more for me?
You shouldn't be stretching your pussy open with forceps at a Frisch's Big Boy. People eat on that table. No, she's not in a restaurant. If you're not watching the video. All right, what is she doing now? She's still got that hose. I think she's trying to slurp up the last of it. Oh. Okay. My God, that it is stretched wide open. I can see right in there. Very pink. Good for you. It's got to be pretty desirable in the porn industry, right? Having a big... gaping pink twat. All right, now she's just playing with her pussy. Still got some juice in there. Let me fast forward a little more. Oh, she got nipple clamps on and everything. She's peeing in the... Okay, all right, you get the idea. Thank you. That's Roxy Ray, everybody. Roxy Ray learned a new trick. I mean, how sad is it? Like, some porn actresses have to resort to this because they can't get work in normal porn. Like, you're not quite pretty enough for man-on-woman sex. How about man pisses on woman's face and her gaping cunt, and then you suck the piss out of your pussy through a hose porn? That's the type of porn your looks are good for. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Always trying new stuff. Fucking videos. All right, listen. A couple ways to support DV. Superfreaksideshow.com. That is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Well over, 2,000, 3,000 shows at this point. More importantly, every week we do bonus material in the form of extended shows, exclusive programs, mini programs, video casts. Oh, yeah, exclusive videos coming to the sideshow. There is going to be a special video feed. I think for the first couple days, we'll just post it on the main feed so everyone gets the memo that I'm doing videos again. Sideshow Freaks, now getting even more exclusive content, exclusive videos. Patreon Freaks, another way to support DV is our Patreon, patreon.com/distortedview. They get early access to the videos that are posted for everyone. So the stuff that I would post on distortedview.com or YouTube, patrons get access to that stuff 24 hours in advance. Just another little perk for helping us. If you like the videos, that's why I'm doing it. It's because of the patrons. So if you like DV videos, support our Patreon over there at Patreon over there at patreon.com/distortedview. It's still, for some reason, it's a real dead spot in my brain where I can't remember if I have to say, if I say patrons or Patreon. Oh, who the fuck cares? Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, scientists at a number of universities, including Harvard and MIT, say parents shouldn't discourage their children from picking their nasty noses and placing those boogers firmly on their tongue before sucking it down their nasty little throats. Yes, children who eat boogers might just end up with a better immune system. What? Eating snot can prevent bacteria from sticking to teeth, according to the article published in the Journal of the American Society for Microbiology. The findings even suggest snot could defend against respiratory infections, stomach ulcers, and even HIV. The snot sort of coats the stomach, right? Preventing ulcers. The researchers are even working on a synthetic mucus toothpaste. Oh, and chewing gum, to harness the dental benefits of snot. Nature pushes us to do different things because it's our advantage to have certain behaviors to consume different types of food. What the fuck? What? Was that a sentence? Said co-author Dr. Scott Napper, professor of biochemistry at the University of Saskatchewan. So maybe when you have an urge to pick your nose and eat it, you should just go with nature. Now, it's been well established that I have just an awful memory, but there's a couple things from my childhood that stands out, and one of them is witnessing for the first time a kid eating his or her own boogers. You know, I was in kindergarten. All of my friends up to that point seemed relatively normal, and then this girl, Lucy, we would sit all around a circle, which was the alphabet, right? There was a big alphabet in the circle. And she would sit on L or whatever, because her name is Lucy. And she sat down, and I was watching her. I don't know if I thought she was pretty or something. And she was like digging for gold in there and put it on her tongue. And I just remember freaking out. I'm like, what? What are you doing? That's not where that goes. That's not food. That's not going to taste good. Meanwhile, just like what? 15 years later, it's like dick after dick in my mouth, sucking down that gum. Delicious. It's funny. It's funny how things play out, huh? And, you know, cum is very mucousy, very snotty, right? It's like a runny nose. All right. So, you know, the other thing about kindergarten, the other thing I remember from kindergarten is snack time. This is where I think the teacher every week would bring in something and share it with the entire class. Or maybe it was like kids had to bring in a snack for the entire class. But it'd be like, oh, little Hershey Kisses or like graham crackers. And then one day the teacher gave us all an apple. And I'm like, all right, okay, an apple. And I bit into it and I was like, oh my god, this is the worst fucking apple I've ever had. And the teacher's like, no, that's a tomato. You've never had a tomato before? And I said, no, because I hadn't. My parents never gave me a tomato. I was fucking, what, 4-5 years old? And I never had a tomato? I'm just, the thing about my life that keeps coming up. This is a theme that keeps coming up over and over again. I was like delayed. Is the term arrested development? I don't know. But it was just like, I feel like I'm a few years behind everyone. My parents never gave me a tomato to try. So to this day, I fucking hate tomatoes. I couldn't open the refrigerator door myself. My mom was afraid of like fingerprints. And so I was like 12 before I was allowed to open the refrigerator on my own. We would never go on vacation because my parents were too old. And they, you know, my brother and sister, when they were young, they got to go places. Okay, it was like shitty Nashville or, you know, whatever. But they got to go out of the state. I literally considered vacation my dad's company picnic. The following, you know, when school resumed after the summer, the teacher would ask us all, where did you go on vacation? And I would say, oh, I went to Cedar Point. And she's like, that's literally like an hour away. That's not a vacation. I was home before it got dark out, you know. But, and then I never tried Chinese food until I was 20 fucking years old. This is all my parents' fault. Everything that's wrong with me. I am the way that I am because of my parents. Old fucking geezers giving birth to me. She was 40 years old when she gave birth to me. All right, where are we at here? Eating snot. No, I'm surprised I don't eat snot. Or like I'm like sticking my finger in my ass for like dingleberries and chewing on them. Like I'm pretty well adjusted for what my parents put me through. All right. From an evolutionary perspective, we evolved under very dirty conditions, and maybe this desire, maybe that's why I like to eat ass so much, to keep our environment and our behavior sterile isn't actually working to our advantage. Austrian lung specialist, Professor Frederick Bissinger, who also contributed to the study, said research shows that people who pick their nose are healthy, happier, and probably better in tune with their bodies. Well, I'm a fucking mess. Why didn't my parents tell me it's okay to eat snot? Just one more way my parents ruined my life. All right, second story we have for you today. A man was trapped in his penis ring for a couple of days. He was finally cut free by firefighters. Firefighters said the man's privates were swollen and a funny color. I wonder if his penis was Xanadu, which, by the way, is a real color and a funny name. Xanadu is like a greenish color. It's a gray-green. And if you ever look at a philodendron plant, the leaf is a very nice Xanadu. Xanadu color? I was looking up weird color names for this stupid news story. Like, what would be a funny color for a penis to turn? Green, of course. Hey, Olivia Newton-John, would you like to sing about this man's penis? The music's playing, so yeah, I think she does want to sing about it. A peen that was caught up inside a ring. His dick was turning bright green. They called it Xanadu. And now, spread your legs and see. Firefighters setting your meat free. His cock was Xanadu. Xanadu! So green and pleasant for the eyes to see. Oh, I'll miss your peen. I'll miss your green peen called Xanadu. Xanadu! Oh, Xanadu! I want that cock ring. Xanadu! Mr. Tambourine Man! Channeling William Shatner there. This is how I'm going to give myself another heart attack. All right, to put in layman's terms, according to the fireman, he tried to put his veg in the ring, but it stopped the circulation and became stuck. What is veg? Wait a second. Firefighters said the man's privates were swollen in a funny color after the sex aid stopped the circulation. To put it in layman's terms, he tried to put his veg in the ring as well. Does the veg mean like he tried to put his ball? Like the ring goes around just the shaft, right? And was he trying to get it around the balls as well? It stopped the circulation and became stuck. The man reportedly contacted emergency services after attempting to cut the ring off himself. Doctors working in the emergency room over there at King George Hospital were also unable to remove the sex aid and called in the firefighters at about 2 a.m. on Thursday. Crews had to bring in a metal cutter normally used to free people from crashed cars to release the man's privates. In February, there was a report of a man that got his dick stuck in a bottle. Firefighters had to come and help him get it out. The sheepish chaps are not the only ones to land themselves in trouble after trying kinky antics, with saucy rescues costing the taxpayers £830,000 in the past 5 years. So there you go. By the way, if you want to see me belting my version of Xanadu, if you're Sideshow members, I will post that video on the feed. Lucky you. I'm not a pretty singer, but I gave it my all. Comes from the heart. Final story we have for you today. Earlier in the show, it was revealed that it's totally okay for you to eat snot. That's a good thing. You know what else is also good? Jerking off at work. Psychologists now say it's totally fine, and actually it'll help you if you masturbate during work hours. May is National Masturbation Month. I didn't even know it, and I've been celebrating for the past 8 days. All right, May is National Masturbation Month. Before you celebrate in the privacy of your own home, have you ever considered... Can I get any higher there? Have you ever considered perhaps indulging in planet Earth's favorite pastime at work? I have considered that. I do that every day, usually during the voicemail segment, which is going to be a real problem with this goddamn camera on me now. Mark Sargent, psychology lecturer at Nottingham Trent University. Wait, is he like a scientist or a researcher or something, or is he just a teacher? Just some guy saying, yeah, I think it would be a good idea for people to masturbate at work. He says that a masturbation break would be very effective at work. I'm never shaking anyone's hand again. If I ever get a 9-to-5 job, it's all fist bumps. Like a string of jizz from fist to fist. He says that a masturbation break would be very effective at work and a great way to relieve tension and stress. We're going to be sleepy. We're going to need a masturbation break and then like a 5 to 10 minute little nap. 20 minute, maybe. Half hour. All right. This was echoed by psychologist and life coach. Oh, so unemployed. Dr. Cliff Arnall. Everyone's a life coach now. I was watching, there's like this a bunch of YouTubers who used to be popular YouTubers who now only get like a few hundred views per video. It's really sad. But now all of a sudden they're life coaches. That's what people do when they, I guess, they're otherwise unemployable. All right. He suggested anyway that a masturbation policy might result in more focus, less aggression, higher productivity, and more smiling. The next time your boss catches you jerking off at work, you can tell them that it's officially endorsed by science. Dr. Arnall does point out the potential shortcomings in his plan, suggesting that failure to achieve orgasm quickly could result in increased frustration and excessive break lengths. Yeah, I mean, productivity is going to go way down. He also suggested that one should not fantasize about colleagues. And now there's rules to my masturbation. You can't tell me what I can and can't think, as this might result in cognitive impairment or just inappropriate workplace conduct. The root of this sudden interest in office masturbation appears to be a Time Out New York survey, which reported at the end of 2015 that 39% of male readers admitted to masturbating in the office. In 2012, that figure appeared in Glamour magazine as 31%. So masturbation is way up! It's trending upward. Apparently, the benefits of masturbation include relieving boredom, stress, and horniness. Yeah, that's pretty much what masturbation's all about. And possibly even a cure for a terrible hangover. Really? What? I never thought about that. All right, so there you go. If, you work at a place with one of those employee suggestion boxes, urge your employer to adopt a masturbation break program. I would keep it anonymous, though. Don't put down your name. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. I love to hear from you freaks. Many ways to contact Distorted View Daily. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. If you have a piece of funny audio, video, news stories, whatever, send it my way, show@distortedview.com. We also have, of course, the voicemail line. I'm going to play some voicemails. I think most of them today are from our Patreon line, one of the perks of becoming a patron. We push you up to the front of the line with these voicemails. Let's see what's going on. I bet you this is Rob from Cleveland, or Ralph from Cleveland, based on the Google transcript.
This is Rob from Cleveland. Hey, did you beat Breath of the Wild? Did you beat that Zelda yet?
I actually did. I didn't want to, but I was. I have about like. There's 120 shrines to complete, right? And I think I'm up to like 115 or 16. And I wanted to complete all of that first. I've been really holding off beating the game because I love it so much. But one of the quests that I was, side quest, was to go into Hyrule Castle and get something or find, I don't remember. But I got in there and it was so much fun just dicking around in there, and I just kept exploring and kept exploring, and then lo and behold, I found myself fighting Ganon, and it's, you know, I love the game, awesome game. The last fight was a little too easy. I didn't die once, thank you. but I did. I beat the game. The cool thing is it puts a little star by your name, and then it saves it right before you enter to fight Ganon. So now I can go back and finish all my shrines and shit like that. But yeah, great game. Love it so much.
I don't have a Wii U and I don't have a Switch, so it's going to be a long time before I play that game. How does Ganon die in that? I was just watching the top 10, you know, best Zelda moments on YouTube, and like half of them were like Ganon death.
Yeah.
And you can be really spoily, you know, on this. I don't know.
Alright, well, I will, spoiler alert, if anyone cares about Breath of the Wild, fast forward just a few minutes. So, basically, there's two ways you can fight Ganon. One, you can just storm the castle, and then what happens is you have to beat all of the different forms of Ganon. So, like, if you play the game normally, you have the, you have to go to the different divine beasts, right? And there's, like, a water elephant one, right? So you go there, and the water elephant, you fight Ganon. You fight, like, I guess he's, like, a water... I can't remember what they call him. Water something Ganon. So you fight him there. And so you go through all the beasts or whatever, and they help you fight the last form of Ganon in Hyrule Castle, right? And so... they use all of their, the divine beasts use all of their, like, powers, and then they drop Ganon's life down to about half, right? But if you don't do all the divine beast things that you're supposed to, then you have to basically defeat all of the different forms of Ganon that you'd find in the divine beast, and then fight the last form of Ganon. All right, so I beat all the divine beasts, right? So, right? All the divine beasts helped me. His life was cut in half. And then you get in, I can't remember exactly, it's just like a, he's just like a, I think it's called like Hatred Ganon or something, right? It's kind of stupid. So you just fight him, he's just like this, he's not even like a guy, he's just like this floaty thing, red and whatever. And then the final form of Ganon is outside of Hyrule, right? Now you're on your horse, and Zelda gives you this fucking bow and arrow that doesn't actually use arrows, which, you know, I wish she would have gave me earlier in the game. I'm fucking hunting down arrows all the time. They shoot pure light, and you basically, you know, it's like every other kind of, like, enemy. You have to hit the glowing spots on Ganon, and you just ride around in a circle, right, around Ganon and wait for things to light up, and you hit them. And then the final spot, I guess, is like on his forehead or eye or something. You shoot him one last time, and then Zelda kind of seals him away. It's kind of anticlimactic, and it is kind of like a... it's one of the lamer, I guess, fights. It's the divine beast forms of Ganon were harder, in my opinion. But and the story was kind of weak, just to wrap up the spoiler. So... throughout the game, you're trying to regain your memory because Link has been asleep for 100 years prior to him waking up and finding that Hyrule has gone to shit. So if you find all the memory spots, there's like little spots throughout the game where you'll remember things. At the very end, Zelda's like, "Do you remember me?" And then the credits roll. And if you do, if you got all the memory things, then at the very end... apparently you tell her that you remember her, and then she's like, "Okay, let's get to rebuilding Hyrule." And that's pretty much the end. It's story-wise, the game isn't that great. I mean, the whole, like, gist of the story, like him, like, having to sleep for, you know, being damaged in battle, and then waking up and finding Hyrule in ruins, like, that story's awesome, but, like, the actual, you know, story of killing Ganon and what happens to Zelda and everything, it's kind of boring. The actual game, though, lots of fun. So I give it 4 Xanadu cocks. 4 gangrene cocks. Straight up. 4.5. Let's go 4.5. All right. So there you go. I hope that helps you, Rob from Cleveland. The rest of my audience, I'm sure, was entirely bored with that. But let's move on. Oh, is there anything else you want?
Tell me, how does Ganon die? And it's
cancer.
Like, they really ramped it up in Wind Waker, you know, where he got a sword to the face, and then, you know, in Twilight Princess, he gets a sword Dodge van and stuff like that. Anyway, what
the... He just disappears. That is the thing. Like, Zelda uses... I guess throughout the whole thing, Zelda's been trying to, like, harness her powers. That's part of the story, too. And she gets frustrated throughout the thing. Like, in the flashback, she's like, I can't get my powers to work! I'm fucking useless! I'm 17 years old! You know, I can't do anything! And then she's been fighting Ganon in the castle for the past 100 years. She's been, like, locked in, like, the little cocoon where he was in, like, just fighting in there. So she has an age. Everyone else is fucking dead, right? But Link and Zelda are the same age. So they're fine. So I guess she finally is able to use her power and seals Ganon away. But there's no, like... You know, he's not really a form at that point. He's not like, he doesn't take a human form. He's just like this floaty thing.
What it's really about is, I just want you to, you know, talk about video games so you can piss off Florida Man, because, you know, he'll call in every once in a while. I don't even think he's like a sideshow member. He's usually like a month or two late, like with news, you know, about video games and then like what facts he has. Are you generally either confused or wrong or backwards or something like that? And he generally has like a condescending attitude about it.
Who are we talking about?
So, you know, tell some spoilers or something like that. Piss them off.
I gave you a spoiler alert.
Listening to him bitch about news that's like 2 months old.
Yeah, I want to play. I want to start a new game of Breath of the Wild and play it for you guys. That would be one of some of you people have been saying that you wanted me to play some video games again. That might be a fun little side video project, and I would love to start over with Zelda. Maybe when the DLC content comes out. All right, thank you, Rob. That was probably boring for most of you.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Gary the Gorgile. I'm hoping you're still gonna open up this option to give donations to shut people up.
Yeah.
Because I'm willing to throw down a one-time donation of $100. Oh, never hear from that asshole, bogan, scumhook. I'm probably the only one who's annoyed by his calls, but yeah. So if you want...
All right, $100. We're up to 100. It went from 50 to like, what, 60 or 55? And now we're up to 100. Do I hear 105? Or 110. Better yet, 200. Do I hear 200 to lock away a Distorted View caller? By the way, there is a... Haley's Comet did write something on our Patreon account saying if we get... I can't remember what the donation was. $1,000 a month in pledges, which is not unheard of, right? It's doable. He will not call in. I think he wanted to say till the end of 2017, but he actually wrote 2,107. So 2107, he'll call in. So you got to hold him to that one, even though it was a little misspelling.
Hey, Timmy, this is Spiral Hamfucker here, and
no,
I would like to pay $65.
Hey, you've already been outbid.
So that you will not play any of my voicemails anymore.
A compelling argument, though. Thank you very much. No, we're up to 100 now. Next caller, one more. Let's do this. Come on.
Hey, Tim, Jerk Zeus here. I'm like a week behind on shows, so maybe somebody has already called in with this idea. But I would like to donate, let's say, $80 if Scumhook never...
Scumhook is getting a lot of hate today.
Calls in
voicemail wars, ever 2017.
If he can just be banned from the show, just to annoy him. His voicemails always come in.
All right. Well,
tries to be
someone outbid you, unfortunately, but they want the same guy banned, so it kind of works out for you. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me show at distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's show is Sideshow exclusive. You can listen to it if and only if your Sideshow members sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Bye.
In the suburbs, except that he was talented. I'm rocking the suburbs. I take the checks and face the facts.
clocks, glass meat clocks. Eat your time, tell the meat. Glass meat clocks, glass meat clocks. A topsy-turvy world where 12 is ground beef. Hamburger is midnight. Glass meat clocks, glass meat clocks. A topsy-turvy world, glass meat clocks.